303-888-8891.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. The Caduceus. We're going to talk about the Caduceus today. So you wonder, what is the Caduceus? Well, it is and has been the emblem of the American Medical Association for quite a while. And it is an occult symbol going back to the ancients in Greece beyond the Caduceus. It is two snakes climbing a pole with the top of the pole having wings. It is a wand that is entwined by two snakes. This is from the occult world. Top by wings or a winged helmet. The Caduceus is associated with magic, spiritual enlightenment, wisdom, immortality, healing. The T shape of the Caduceus is derived from the Tau cross, a T shaped cross used in ancient Egyptian and Mithraic mysteries, initiations. The Freemasons use it. The American Medical Association, it is their symbol. The Army Medic Forces, it is their symbol. It is an occult symbol. It is saying and speaking to the world hidden out in the open type of a way. And people don't pay attention to it. Anything with snakes, you better pay attention to it. But here is what happened just recently. Because the occult background of the MAMA and the nations of the world, they are familiar with the occult background of the American Medical Association. They have changed the emblem that has been so prevalent. They've changed it. It's no longer called a Caduceus. It is not now called a med gadget. A med gadget, medical gadget. So the AMA replacement for the Caduceus, the double-snaked climbing a pole symbol, is now been replaced by med gadget. The replacement med gadget is a single snake climbing a pole. Let's face it. The occult is the occult, whether two snakes or one snake. The occult is the occult. It's been in the open for everyone to see, but many people, don't really pay much attention to the occult, not until the last 7-8 years since Donald Trump came onto the scene. And people have now realized that there is something wrong in this country, not just with the madness, but something spiritual. Now, with the virus, the vaccinations, the whole world is involved in medicine. And I say that all medicine, for the most part, there is an occult, something hidden behind the scenes to all of it. Too many people are now waking up to the occult nature of the American medical profession. And this is true. This audience, you're waking up to quite a bit, more than just what you would say is, we're waking up to so much with this network that it's taken 6 months to a year, and other networks in the vicinity are now reporting what we've been reporting for a year and a half, 2 years. There was no need for the masks. There was no need for the vaccinations. The vaccinations is a shedding, there has a shedding component to it. The vaccinations have a blood clotting agent effect to it. The vaccinations have a little tiny bugs, little parasites that have been altered. They're not just normal little parasites. They've been genetically changed to be resilient just to begin with. But now people are beginning to wake up and they're seeing something wrong. Something is wrong, amiss in the medical profession in this country. When you can get a virus, go into the hospital, they put you on a ventilator to make sure you die. This is not hyperbole. This is truth. So with this, you have a pole with two snakes, the caduceus. Then now you have one pole with a snake, the med gadget. Snakes are snakes. Snakes, venomous, with a poisonous lethal injection, which is going to paralyze and bring death to the victim or victims. Is this what has happened? Is this the plan by these people in that medical profession?
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hi folks, JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of 1 hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call, Alice. When she was just small.
So the Caduceus and the Med Gadget. Now, either way, the Caduceus and this new symbol can no longer, these individuals in that field can no longer distance themselves from their association with the occult. This is the reality that has been secretly kept from the public, but is no longer hidden. It is now in the open. Now, Anthony Fauci, his family coat of arms is a snake climbing a pole, a child at the top of the pole. And it is hidden in plain sight. So, now we're going to look at this Caduceus. The reason this is important is because, in my opinion, the whole American Medical Association, pharmaceuticals, research is all involved in one way or the other in the occult. The Caduceus is mostly associated with Hermes, the Greek messenger, god of magic, who flies as fleet as thought. Hermes carries his magical wand when escorting souls to the underworld. And we hear reports of people going into the hospital for operations for whatever reason, and they don't come out alive. Hermes carries his magical wand when escorting souls to the underworld. Hermes Caduceus is made of olive wood, symbolic of peace and the continuity of life. The wand's shaft represents power. The serpents represent wisdom or prudence. The wings represent diligence, and the helmet represents high thoughts. With the touch of his Caduceus, Hermes puts mortals to sleep or raises the dead. With a touch, he cures any illness and changes whatever the wand touches into gold. The Romans, who called Hermes Mercury, viewed the Caduceus as a symbol or moral conduct and equilibrium. This gives you an idea of what that symbol is. In association with the Caduceus, with gold, and with the powers of transmutation, made it a symbol of the philosopher's stone in alchemy. In alchemy, the intertwined serpents take on the additional symbolism of masculine and feminine forces, which must be in balance for transmutation to occur. In yoga, the Caduceus represents the transformation of spiritual consciousness through the vehicles of the body's pranic energy system. The wand is the spine, and the serpents are the kundalini force, or serpent's power, which resides in the earth and at the base of the spine. When stimulated either through spiritual study or sometimes emotional shock, the kundalini entwines up the spine and flowers with wings at the top of the head. The wings signify the rise of the consciousness through the higher planes of awareness. Now, this means that God forbade man to involve himself with the forces of darkness, which would be magic, spells, incantations, astrology, projections through the occult energies, forbidden. Why? Because the individual will open himself up or herself up to demons. And when an individual has opened himself to demons, they now become controlled objects of the spirits that have entered inside of them, that are in them. Example, Adolf Hitler. There was a friend who was with Adolf the night that Adolf opened his soul up to the demons, and the demons came in, and from that night forward, the friend said Adolf Hitler was different. He had strange power. Strange, something happened to him that the friend knew was a marked change in who he was. He went from just kind of individual that had high hopes for this or that, and then became someone who was empowered to be great. Now, in Freemasonry, the caduceus represents the harmony and balance between negative and positive forces, the fixed and the volatile, the continuity of life and the decay of life. So this gives you an idea of the symbol, the importance of the symbol, the magic behind the symbol, the occult power behind the symbol, and American people have been under its shadow, and many under its spell, especially those in the medical profession, whether they want to admit it or not, but there are those who willingly admit it because this is the direction that they felt to go because it would give them power. Power. You know what happens with many of these doctors? Once they graduate, once they begin to go into their practice, once they're hired on, if they're not careful, if they don't have a moral foundation, they pick up a spirit, and that spirit that they pick up is a God complex. They have a God complex. They believe that they have the power of the gods. And it's no joke. They honestly do believe that. They believe they have the power of life and death, and they can take people's lives if they so desire, and they can let people live. But one of the things with these doctors is they are whoever makes the most money for the pharmaceutical companies and for the hospital, they get promoted. The other doctors who may have a conscience and don't just readily prescribe medications like, M&Ms, they don't climb the ladder very quickly. They eventually are weaned out. So, you can't separate this medical profession from the occult. I don't believe you can. It is impossible. Why? Because of the corporations that control the medical profession and hire these individuals to go to the representatives in government and pass laws that benefit pharmaceutical companies. Not just pharmaceutical companies, but anything having to do with the medical profession. CAT scans, things of this nature. Now, I'm going to... The reason I felt that I needed to go this direction is because there's a magazine called the CatholicSquire.org, and the churches of God in the world, all of the seven churches in the book of Revelation chapter 1 that are mentioned, they are now, the children of God in these churches are beginning to wake up. They're beginning to pay attention, and they're taking their relationship with God seriously. Many, not all. The reason is because they now are watching the societies of the world, and the societies of the world are pretty much out in the open concerning the matter of God hatred. The hatred of God, of Judeo-Christian teachings, Judeo-Christianity, they're in the open about it. They're not hiding it anymore. There is a war against God. And though they can't actually physically lay their hands on God himself, they can torture, torment, kill the children of God in the seven churches. So out of this CatholicSquire.org, there's a gentleman, his name is M. Veritas. I'm going to read just excerpts. And here's what he has to say. Catholic, remember, the Catholics, great, great church, the big brother church to all the churches. It has its problems within the Catholic Church. You do have a cult influence within all of the seven churches and within the Catholic Church. The occult, quoting him, the occult has infiltrated almost every aspect of society and the culture. Most people don't realize it. From the highest level of global organizations to your next door neighbor, almost no one is immune from the effects of the occult in one form or the other. My goal is to show how various forms of the occult infect society from the highest levels down to the grassroots. You will see how it does so in a way that rejects Christ and Christendom in general. Going through this brief survey, this article, keep in mind, he states, keep in mind that St. Paul warned against the evil philosophies and ideas that are not rooted in Christ. And he gives a verse, 1 Colossians 4:8. Beware lest any man cheat you by philosophy. And what kind of philosophy is he talking about? There is quite a bit of philosophy in this matter of vaccines, vaccinations, and the medical profession. Philosophies. But he says, be careful lest any man cheat you by philosophy and vain deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. Then he says, the Great Reset is imposed on a global scale, and the promoters of this evil agenda become bolder and more open about their intentions. The occult underpinnings of most of our government and cultural institutions, including the church, are becoming exposed. God is ripping the veil off the evil that has lurked under the surface for so long. And there was a gentleman by the name of Bill Mallett. He wrote an article, which I have here, but I won't have time to discuss. And it's called The Caduceus Key, The Now Word. So he writes an article and concerning the COVID mRNA injection. And he says one thing that struck the author was the roots of the well-known medical symbol called the caduceus. It is a Freemasonic symbol. On that caduceus, on some of them, there is a triangle with an eye in the middle, the all-seeing eye. So Mallett makes the point that the symbol, I'm going to hold right there. We'll be back. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for the Present Truth program and the other pro hosts that also archive their podcasts. They're all on 1360khnc.com. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Are you done with the Democrats and the Republicans and with criminals running and ruining everything? Are you tired of the millions of unconstitutional laws they've created and foist upon you? How about all the crimes they get away with regularly that go unpunished? Is your vote even going to count the way you intended it? If you're done with these games and want the Constitution actually real, then join us at tacticalcivics.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
J.D. the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
And the AMA has put a spell on you, and the this government, like other governments of the world in the past and presently, believe that the citizens of this country are their property. Your children are their property, your future, what you own, where you work, you are their property. And there has been a spell put on the American people, and many have willingly, you might say, yielded to their desires and have become property of the government. And they love the government. I know that people that have studied the psychological profiles of people that go into the service, into the army, many people, there are many different reasons, people, young people, they want to not just have a career, but they want excitement. Others join because they want to make sure there are hard conditions in their countries. They want to have a meal. They want to be fed. Others join because they like power. They can't wait to get their hands on a gun. Others join because they do want to murder people. And this is the way to legally kill other individuals. Mercenaries have this psychological, many of them have a psychological profile. Others join just for the sake of money, especially mercenaries, high dollar you know, they get the high top dollar for government programs, clandestine programs. Some people, they just want security for life, and they make the army or the one of the armed forces their career. Others, duty. So there are so many variables with the psychological profile of people who join the military. Then you have those that do not want to at any cost be involved in the military, not only in peace, but in war, times of war. So now we're going to go back to the article, and he's saying that, which these are, this is a fantastic article, again, in the Catholic Squire.org. Now, another thing with this symbol, that it can be traced back to the Roman god Mercury, who represents, listen to this, commerce. Traitors, thieves, liars, gamblers. Mercury was a con artist or a snake oil salesman. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound familiar? Represented commerce, traitors, people that trade, thieves, liars, gamblers, con artists, snake oil salesmen. It's not unlike the modern day pharmaceutical manufacturers. And he goes on, what is interesting about alchemy, okay, and the universal medicine, whose symbol was the caduceus, is linked to the practice of alchemy, changing gold or changing lead to gold. What's interesting about alchemy is that its practitioners sought to change base metals such as lead into gold through various potions. And they are planning to break down the bad with this matter of build back better. You break down the bad, build up again to create something new and better. And this is the modus operandi of the Great Reset. What they're trying to break down so they can build back better. What are they trying to break down? You don't have to do anything. What they're trying to break down is this: Judeo-Christianity and its effect on Western society and the effect of Judeo-Christianity internationally, because it is so powerful. It is a belief in conscience, a belief in a creator, in a belief in a creator who cares for the very best for his creatures, not just mankind, but his creation. And to build back better, they have to, just like Mao in China, you destroy the ancient thinking of the people which made societies great. You completely destroy the foundation of their belief system, their philosophy, their religions. And then what you do is, once you have torn down that, these philosophies that have been beneficial for the nations, made nations great, then you build back better. And what are you building? You're tearing down God-fearing a thought or God, the reality of God, and you're bringing in a new thought pattern, which is the reality of Lucifer, building a new godless system internationally. This is what Build Back Better is. Eliminate God from the societies of the world, introduce Satan, and force the nations to worship Satan. It's a simple concept, but profound as well as simple. This is the goal of the New World Order. In the New World Order, there cannot be the thought of God or the worship of God. There can't be. It's not going to be allowed. All the technology changes that are taking place and what is being, what is coming through the global reset is control system. And in that system, you will not be able to worship God. You will be able to worship an individual that we know is a coming Antichrist. So I'm going to go back to the article. Another stunning connection between modern medicine and the occult is made through alchemy. A key concept in the practice of alchemy was its attempt to create the elixir of immortality or life. And this is exactly what the pharmaceutical companies and the globalists are trying to do. Take mortal man, make him immortal through alchemy, through vaccinations, and other ways. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
The Age of Aquarius. This is no joke. This was the plan, the intention, from way back, 100 years ago before. Satan's plan was always to bring in his age, the age of Lucifer. This is the age of Aquarius that we are moving into. It will be the hardest, one of the most difficult times ever in the history of mankind. Christ said that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. No flesh. Mankind will be exterminated. That has always been the objection of Lucifer, to destroy any creature that was created in the image of God. Now, with the connections between the Caduceus and the AMA, then you have the connections in the occult with this Build Back Better and the New World Order. And this extends to the UN. I'm going to just bring this in. So in the UN, there was the Lucius Trust, and it was tied into the United Nations. Why? Because the United Nations is one of the main agencies of Lucifer. Not just, you know, it involves all the nations. Now, the Lucius Trust was known initially as a Lucifer Publishing Company. It was a non-governmental organization that supported the UN. And here's how they supported the UN. Through the occult, through meditation, educational materials, seminars, by highlighting the importance of the UN's goals. What were the goals? To bring in a satanic world, controlled world. Goals and activities as they represent the voice of the peoples and the nations of the world. Now, there will be the peoples of the world that will join together to fight God in the political world, the economic world, and eventually at Armageddon. The Lucius Trust maintains the UN Meditation Room. The Meditation Room was the brainchild of Dag Hammarskjöld. I remember him when I was a young man. Former Secretary General of the UN in the 1950s. Hammarskjöld himself was a New Age mystic. The UN Meditation Room contains a large black stone that emits magnetic waves. It looks like the corner in Satan's basement, like a corner in the devil's basement. It contains tapestry with what appears to be a serpent wrapping itself around a rod, similar to the Caduceus that we've been talking about. Now, according to the New Age Aquarian Age community, it is replete with significant symbols, and the numerology, astrology, and sacred geometry are all a part of this very small room, and it radiates their own silent but powerful spiritual vibrations. Well, these spiritual vibrations are true. Have you seen on YouTube these people working, let's say, in a warehouse, walking down a street, and something out of the paranormal moves, shifts, or someone's walking across the street and a car comes and hits this individual, but the car goes right through them and the person just keeps walking? Well, this is what is in that room. I wouldn't want to go in there for any reason, because something in there that's invisible might jump you, and then you're going to walk out with something that you didn't walk in with, and you're going to be controlled, and you're going to need someone. You have to go see a Catholic priest that can cast out demons. You know, you're going to need somebody that can deal with that invisible thing that just jumped inside of you. And if you're open, you don't even have to go to the UN. You don't have to go to that meditation room. If you are open, the demons are right there to get inside. You better be careful what you open your heart to. If you don't open your heart to Jesus Christ, which is the safest bet, then you better not open your heart to the devil, because the devil will obey your wishes and desires and whatever you allow. There are many people, I believe, right now listening to this program some point in your life, you opened yourself up to something. And from the day that you did that to the present, something is different. And I guarantee you one thing that would be different is you will not be sensitive or desirous to know the true God who created you. Now, going on to this here, the article. So, they openly acknowledge Lucifer's roots. And of course, Lucifer, in the eyes of Alice Foster Bailey, who founded the Lucius Trust, he was a great guy. Yes, he's a great guy, all right. He's going to drag you to eternal fire. Totally misunderstood by Christians, apparently. The Lucius website explains, the descent of these solar angels, including Lucifer, these are the fallen angels, and was not a fall into sin or disgrace, but rather an act of great sacrifice. So they sacrificed themselves for mankind because they hated God. There is a world down that rabbit hole that is real, and there are things in that rabbit hole that are very powerful, diabolical, and will, their objective is to destroy you for eternity.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button
here?
And make your purchase
today.
Are
you crazy? You better go, man.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, okay. LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Podcast for programs and hosts are 1360khnc.com. Now, we have to talk about Bill Gates of Hell. Because according to this article, everything I presented, it all ties into the Great Reset and the Build Back Better campaign, which is build a system in the world that is anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Messiah, anti-Bible, anti-Christian, anti-conscience, all serving Satan. This is what Build Back Better is. It is a system to serve Lucifer, the devil. And there will be plenty of churches of Satan that you can go to and be part of in this wicked evil plan in the future. But King David in the Psalms said that God is against these people every day, and he will frustrate them every day, and they won't yield, they won't wake up, they won't repent of their evil. And so David says that they will be punished eternally. They'll be physically suffer in this lifetime and eternally punished. Now, Bill Gates, he's the biggest, greatest advocate for the COVID mRNA injections. Why? Because he hates mankind. Why? Because mankind has been created in the image of God, for those that have not been genetically altered before they're even born. And through his foundation, it has contributed handsomely to the Lucius Trust. And Gates and his company, Microsoft, they've openly supported the occult and Satanism through other various means. It supports the supporting of Mariana Abramovich. Remember that old occult lady? She's not going to be in this world much longer. So this is coming to you from CatholicEsquire.org and M. Veritas. And the name of the article, Not So Secret Conspiracy, The Occult Is Everywhere, The Catholic Esquire. And also, with insight that I have, I present it to you. Another insight is, you know, the Antichrist is going to have somebody that is very tied into the computer world. Very, very tied in to the computer world. So tied in that he will run the computer world of Antichrist for Antichrist. He will oversee the computer world. Now, do you know anyone that would probably be more tied in to the computer world than... should I even say his name? Because the Antichrist is going to have an individual that's so tied into the computer world that that individual will be able to set up all of the system with all the corporations, governments. If you don't worship the Antichrist, you can't buy or sell. Very tied into the computer world. Who would that be? That's the million-dollar question. We might talk about it again tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com. Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.